That's what happened. I just want to a very short introduction. Those of us who were Zotet, shall we say several decades ago, to be in the Beis Medrash of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, was Zotet to a Mashgiach, whose name was HaGoyin Rav Yaakov HaKoyin Lessin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I remember him as a kid, when I was in high school, and he actually used to come to every shiur, and he would say Divrei Musar, Divrei Chizuk, in Yiddish. I happen to have grown up on Yiddish, so I understand Yiddish, one of the few. And then, this Rav Lessin was the Talmud Muvok of the Alter Slabotke. The Alter Slabotke, one of the greatest Bali Musar of the last generation, who was an unbelievable role model. Rav Lessin had a Talmud who was standing right in front of you, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Yitzchak Cohen Shlita. And he became the Hemshech, what I consider to be the extension of the Alter Slabotke, through Rav Lessin. And Rav Cohen actually is a model par excellence. My brother, Aaron David, who's in the Mir Yeshiva for many, many years, he reminds me of Rav Cohen. Or I say Rav Cohen reminds me of him. They're both Bali and Musar, and this is really something that, unfortunately, to a certain extent, we've lost this generation that needs a lot of Musar, but doesn't realize it, as usual. So Baruch Hashem, we have the great schus of hearing our Yitzchak Cohen. It really is the Yiras HaKavod I introduce him.
Is it supposed to be here? Yeah. Yisrael, Yishalayim, the Kleisel, and this Mokum Torah. And I was told, and it's not unique, to begin the Torah, the Seder, Limud HaTorah, is through Sifrei Musar. And all the Yeshurim are learning the Sos HaShorim. So we start off the day. That's how we learn the sugyas of Moitzei Shemra. I need to learn Moitzei Shemra. I need to learn Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin. How do you learn Sanhedrin? With what parish? Nesilas Yeshorim. Nesilas Yeshorim? I never heard that. Nesilas Yeshorim is that parish in Sanhedrin? The Rosh Hashiva, and Baruch Hashem Rishonim mentioned, this is exactly what I wanted to mention as I gomo, was asked just as an introduction to Mesilas Yeshorim, that Mashgiach Zochron Rochel mentioned many, many times. We know the Vilna Gaon, that a few of his averas, are Yidua Lakol, are known. One of his averas was the fact that he held that Hira Kedibur Dami. If you're Mahara in something, it's as if it's Dibur.
Birchas HaTorah.
And by Birchas HaTorah, he held that you cannot allow to Mahara in Torah before Birchas HaTorah. Now, of the Ors, the Birchas HaTorah Tchilim. Not just Blah, they didn't say the Bracha, they had Kavan with Israel. The Slavis with feeling with that Gosha, the importance of what Torah means. And he, unfortunately, according to his shita, when he ever slept, when he got up from his sleep, he was Mahar in Torah before he said Birchas HaTorah. That's one thing.
Avera.
And the same Avera, another Avera, that the Vilna Gaon said at the end, before Yom Kippur, you have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. His Cheshbon HaNefesh was that he was Mevatel 4 to 5 minutes that he could have learned, should have learned, and didn't learn. 4 to 5 minutes in the whole year. In the 354 days in the year or 365 days in the year. He count, but he was mevatel. So Mashgiach Zochron Rochel said, on this individual, that himself Yeshorim would live in his time, he would go ahead and walk well over 50 mil to hear, listen, to look at the Mesilas Yeshorim.
That's what the Vilna Gaon said about the Ramchal, about the Mesillas Yesharim.
They would go ahead. As Bittul Torah Shein Kamo. Yisumadakik in Bittul Torah. He would walk. He would walk. He put himself into a situation like this. So what does that show? It shows the chashivas. If we see, the Mesillas Yesharim tells us, I'm not saying any kedushim. And everything he says here, I'm sure the Vilna Gaon knew. All the chazals and all the psukim. And he begins and tells us, I'm not telling you something, Asher lo yada, al haskir mesia yadu alehem, and force him eslam, curse him gutter. Ki lo nimso timso rov dvoi, el dvorm shiro ben yorim yorim oslam, mustapit lehem klal. He wrote Prisuma. It's a norm. I'm not telling you any Sorachians. I'm not answering up for Rav Kivager's kashas. Meforsim Bakol. Meforsim. So, what is his purpose? It was Meforsim. The purpose is that to have, not because intellectually it's stimulating, it's an idea to have our gosh zalev, to be margish, to feel the words that we say. We say every single day. We say every single day. The same with Benu Lahav Nahaskar. The same with Benu Lahav Nahaskar. How in the world can saying Benu help me to understand the Taisvis? To what the Sorachin is? The Imtorah V'Yishlomar. The same with Beinu Lahav Nahaskar. There's a Rosh Yeshiva of the Talmud, Rav Shlomo Hyman, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah V'Das. He was giving a shir, and one of the brachim of the shir asked a tremendous question. And you feel he can't go further, he has to answer the question. A bomb question. And he tried to answer it, and Talmud tried to answer it. He was spent close to a half hour. And the brachim himself gave it terence. Now you have to praise such a bracha. You have to praise such a bracha. If I were the Rebbe, and a bracha did such a teretz, I would say, you, bracha, you should become a Rosh Hashanah. You a plumber, but you a Rosh Hashanah. That's what I would say. What did he say? I know that you daven to God. The same Lubein of Lahav and Haskell. And I didn't daven, you didn't daven, only he daven? Because Kriya Shema, they're saying, Sichreinu Lahav and Lahaskil. Same with Ben, they're saying, Sichreinu. You have to have a cup. You have a cup. You respond every single day. Give me a desire, give me a chuka. Where do we say what Bakosha we have? Because I tell what Bakosha. Bakosha should be a photographic memory. That should be the bakasha. A brisk a cop. That should be our bakasha. But what is a bakasha? V'harev Hashem lakenu. Not bitter sweet. That's the name of a candy. But v'harev no sweet. A chuka, love, a desire. I don't have it yet. I don't have it. I look at my clock. When is it going to finish already? When's the seder over with? In the middle of the seder, I ask my chavrusa, what are you doing this afternoon? We're going for Shabbos. We're going for Mitzvah Shabbos. And not the Tosfos, no, because we don't understand the Tosfos. We do three lines and that's it. Like we get through three lines. It's boring. It's boring. Sanhedrin? You learn Sanhedrin? It's not the parak you should learn. Sanhedrin? Chose your Sanhedrin. Rabbi Sanhedrin? Rabbi Shem said Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, not now. Zelos, Chavolos, that's it. Speak about that. This is what we say. The same Levain of the Havan Haskell. And this is the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim tells us and gives us the tshuka, the desire, to want to understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu, get close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he mentions. That you should understand and know. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To follow his ways, v'drach v'holach v'drach. This is the Iker. This is the Iker Nekuda. Therefore, he wrote this Sefer. The Sefer that deals with many midas. He points out that this Sefer is based. The Sefer is based on the Gemara and the Zohar, the Maimon of Pinchas Ben Yair. We're all aware of a Pnei Yeshua. We're all aware of Orach HaNer, other great Achronim, that's Sanhedrin Ketana, Chacham Lechayah, and Sanhedrin. They went through the whole Masech. They're perishing Masech. What is the Masech Hashor? Masech Hashor is an Achron, he's a perish. Yeah, what Masech? What is that? The Masech Hashor is a perish, a Masechus of the Zohar. However, it's not on the whole Masechta, it's not on the whole Perek, it's on perhaps 7 or 8 lines, 7 or 8 lines of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. Torah Mevi'ah D'Ei Zeiros, Zeiros Mevi'ah D'Ei Zerizos, Zerizos Mevi'ah D'Ei Nikias, Nikias Mevi'ah D'Ei Precious, Precious Mevi'ah D'Ei Taro, Taro Mevi'ah D'Ei Chassidus, Chassidus to Anova, and Anova to Yerushet, and Yerushet to Kedusha, and Kedusha to Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh to Chayas HaMeisim. That's the whole Sefer. An Achron, a parish, and 8 lines of Gemara. That's the Achron. 8 lines of Gemara, he wrote a whole Sefer, 8 lines. Then he wrote a whole Shas, 8 lines. 8 lines. And the whole purpose is that a Kiras Lekim Litov, Kiras Lekim. Come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we should learn. Get close. And get close to someone is to know someone, to admire someone, and to be like someone. To emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emulate means you have to be a Nivli. As far as I know, there's nowhere place that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Talmud Chacham. And it doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns day and night. Midas. Does not mean Derech Eretz is greater than Torah. Derech Eretz is not greater than Torah. It's a prerequisite. In order to go to Rosh Shragit, to this beautiful yeshiva, don't you have to go to elementary yeshiva first? Don't you have to go to a Masifta first? They take you when you're 2 years old. Don't you have to have a prerequisite? They come to this yeshiva, don't you need a prerequisite? What's the prerequisite? Derech Eretz, Sefer Bereishis. Derech Eretz, not Kodmo LaTorah, is better than Torah, greater than Torah. Masechus Yeshurim is the best Masechta. The parish of the Sils Hashem and the 8 lines of Avodah Zohar is the best Achron in the world. It's a prerequisite to our learning. And we all know that it begins with the idea of Chol HaSodim Bo'olamo. Chol HaSodim. We're Bachoyf. So what are we Bachoyf? So I'd like to mention first that our purpose is to get close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kin, Hashem Echad. What does Echad mean? What's the translation of the word Echad? How do you spell the word one? O-N-E. That's a number. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, two, three. Other religions are three. Three is better than one. $3 is more than one. $1. One. Echo yadeh, sham yadeh, shosh mi yadeh, sham sheluchos, kimo avos, arvimos, chamish shechum shitor. It's a number. six-city mission. 7 days a week, 8 days, the 8 days of Bris Milah. What's Echad mean? Chas v'sholem. Echad does not mean a number. Chas v'sholem is unique. Ain't a dime there. We say Friday, sorry, Shabbos, Rav Milcham. Echad miyadea. We say over there that Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, we come, we saw the Echad Boris. Ato Echad, Shimcha Echad, we come, we saw the Echad Boris. What does Echad mean? Unique. Klal Yisrael is not the biggest chacham in the world. They're not the biggest gevir, meaning chacham ba'goyim. Richer, the riches are Isis. Isis are loaded with money. More than the Isis treasury. They're richer, stronger, better. Then what are we? Miyuchad. Unique. Not better, not smarter, and not stronger. Unique. Ain't a doimer. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Miyuchad. Ain't a doimer. It doesn't belong with the other words. Shayim Elu Shoshim Medea. Those are numbers. Echad Atu Echad Shibchad Miyamso Gwech Wars is unique. And we try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're unique. We're different. We're different. And this is Kabbalah from Ha'ashmaya. This is what we came here for. The Kabbalah Mahu Shamayim. There are three shittas. Kriyat Shema is Deraisa, we all know it. What is Deraisa? Is it just the first pasuk? Or is the first pasuk of Vehafta? Or is the first pasuk of Vehafta and Vehoyim Shema? And Eschanan and Ekev and Vehoyim Shema Yisrael. Three shittas. First pasuk, first parasha, or two parashas. Tzitzis is drabban. And that aspect. So here's his assignment, something else. So the obvious question is, why are we not over Baal Tosef? Baal Tosef, if you add on more, even though Rabbanan have to listen to the Raisa, how can you say something that if you say the Torah says, she have four parashas in Tefillin, Shema Bo Mishma Kaish Bo Yivyahu, now put it gracious. Put it gracious. In my whoever needs to rise, I take the dalav minim and I put a tulip, along with a tulip, a rose, dandelions. I'm over a nisidraisa. So why over here by Krishna, we say Krishna, why are we not nisidraisa? So you give one or two answers. One answer is the more since I test them and bathe them in office. I'm not supposed to say this answer. Someone say, don't say this answer. Do not say this answer. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Yechoi, that since we have the idea of learning Torah, and the Gisa B'Yom Laila, so in that case, if a person learns a parak in the morning, a parak at night, he's mekayim b'gisa b'yom v'layla. There's another sheet that holds that if a person says kriya shema in the morning, and kriya shema at night, he's mekayim lo yomish sefer Torah b'azem b'picha. However, asur l'omer le'amoris, don't say this word, don't tell anyone this, that you mekayim. But Yomish Torah Mepicha, if you say Krishma in the morning, Krishma at night. That's it. More than that, there's about it. There's no stop. Torah is no beginning, there's no end. So you see that Krishma is a key of Talmud Torah. It's Talmud Torah! In Talmud Torah, there's no such thing as Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef. The Shir is over with. The Zman is over with. The Israeli experience is over with. We're finished the Israeli experience. We're going back to the United States, back to Hevel Havolim. Hevel Havolim! That's Hevel Havolim. Therefore, we finished, we had. Therefore, in our resume, and we look for Shidduchim, where did you get? You went to Eretz Yisrael? If you're not, I'm not interested altogether. Well, you went to, and where did you go to Eretz Yisrael? And what Yeshir did you go to? And what did you learn? It's on my resume. I put it in my resume. The Gisa B'Yom V'Layla is not that way. totally all the time, all the night. So therefore, the whole kasha, no kasha, it's no kasha about Pesach, but Pesach. It's Talmud Torah. But if you learn that Kriya Shema is the mitzvah's Kriya Shema, we're still back in the question. If it's Kriya Shema, it's Shema, that's Kabbalah, Moshe, it's Kriya Shema. It's only one pasuk. It's only one parsha. It's two parshas, but not three. So the answer is, what is Kriya Shema? Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. That is Kriya Shema. That's it. That's all. The first parsha, second parsha, is Masbir. It's not Moisif. What do I mean by Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim? What do I mean by that? How is that? It means we get Dvor Moelah, Shinuch Mosav, with this free, through Talmud Torah. How do we make Ol Malchus Shemayim? Talmud Torah. Through Mezuzah. Through Tefillin. These are a parish. It's not Moisif, it's not Baal Tosif. It's a parish of what is Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim? This is Mesillas Yesharim. What do we mean by doing the mitzvahs? What's the purpose of the mitzvahs? Purpose of Avos Hashem. How do we come to Avos Hashem? Kiras Alekim. How do we come to this Kiras Alekim Tov? How do we come to Kiras Hashem? How do I come closer to you? By looking at a picture? A picture? By feeling all the time at Kodesh Baruch Hu and our davening. And our Birchas HaMazon. I know Birchas HaMazon by heart. But how do you say it? How do you say it? How do you feel it? Another question again. Ashikhabah Hussein, Eretz Chametovah, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Bris Milah. Where's that Gosh Shalev? Where's that Gosh Shalev? We're in bench. Do you have any kavona? Do you have any kavona to say it? Because of Torah in the morning, because Kriya Shema, you just rattle the words off. Whatever time davening is, say it takes 35, 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Come in late, because whatever they do in 40, you can do in 5. You can do in 5. Like WINS, they give the whole world in 20, 22 minutes. The whole world. I can knock off the whole davening in 5, so I have to come earlier. I have to come earlier. Kabbalah, who says it? Sukkah Zimmer? Sukkah Zimmer? Rosh Hashanah, Ashrei. That's good. That's good. I'll get to heaven. I'll get to heaven. Don't tell me I won't get to heaven. I'll get to heaven. Who needs it all? Who needs it? Skip. Skip. And they should also, Sanhedrin is a big mesefta. You should learn old mesefta. Just certain parts. Daf here, daf 17 parts. And just certain parts. Certain parts, that's all. So you start with the first parak and then with the last parak. And so just certain important parts, stimulating parts, stimulating. What does stimulate mean? Stimulating. You ever drink coffee, black coffee with no sugar and no milk in it? Oy. I need stimulation. Stimulate me. Stimulate. Certain parts. Certain parts. That was a good shear. This shear, that was a good shear. Stimulate me. Oh, it was not that way. Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim is 24/7. Pshutei Kamashmai. What did I come here for, if not for that reason? For that I can stay in America. I came for that reason. Kiras Hashem. Get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a tafkid. It's Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's not Baal Tosef. So we give two answers. Came in Talmud Torah, definitely that called Baal Tosef. And it's not Baal Tosef, it's an explanation. How do we become Kiras Hashem? I want to say one more point, and that is Chavis Olam Bolam. Anyone that doesn't know Mesillas Yesharim knows the first line. Ma Chavis Olam, I know Mesillas Yesharim. I know the first line. There's nothing more to know. Ma Chavis Olam Bolam. What's our Chavis? Who says it's a Chavis? Put me in the dead as soon as I'm born in this world. So as the Gemara in Erevin, the Gimel and Beis, Machleges B'Sham Yisrael, that we all know, the Gemara says that Noach lo Adam, Noach lo Shalom Nivra, Yosef Nish Nivra, Halom Noach lo Adam Nish Nivra, Yosef Nish Nivra, And others say, no chulon mishalom nivra. There's a machlokes b'sham and b'sul. For years, 2.5 years, they fought. Is it better not to be born or to be born? Shalnivra, mishalnivra, or mishalnivra? What is it better? And at the end, the maskana was that achshir, that what? Nimna begomru, noach lo la'adim shalom nivra. Yosef and Yishim, it's better off that we weren't born. Macha bos shalom olam, I don't want to be here. It's better off that we weren't born. No one, there should be no human being on this world. That's the maskana. It took them a long time to decide that. Now that we're born, the fash is ma'isav, the mashmi is ma'isav, and Rashi explains the mashmi is ma'isav that the mitzvah comes the other, the choshev has the mitzvah keneged tzchor. It means I have a mitzvah, and by doing the mitzvah, I'll lose my pay for today. So I won't get paid for today. He does a mitzvah, and that I shouldn't do because I won't get paid. Because the schar will be much more in the other world. And the other way around, if, however, he doesn't do the mitzvah, but he goes ahead and gets paid, and has salary in his hand, has a lot of money, he has a lot of money here, but in the next world, he'll lose it, he'll have the lunch. So this is what we have to have in our mind. So the obvious question is, why do you bring this up for? Why do you bring this up for? It's better off that we shouldn't be born. But we're born! Rabbosai, we should never come into this world. That's what the came here for. Tell us this, we're stuck. We're here already. What is it telling us? It's telling us as follows, that this is not the last stop. Don't think that we're coming to this world, we live, maybe as Mishana, and that's it. It's the last stop. This is not the last stop at all. It's only a prozdor, the Olam Haba. We're Olam Haba. This is the world, is Olam Haba. We're Olam Haba before we came here, and Olam Haba when we leave here. Now, Chavos Hashem Olamo is our choiv to make an Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Bring that Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. A little taste. I said this example, it's not a nice example. And don't answer me, please, none of my business. Don't answer this question. Chocolate fudge sundae. 2 scoops. Then you have chocolate, marshmallow, and cherry on top. No one's in the room. You say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Achrona, and a little bit of chocolate falls on this table. Would you look at none of my business. You have enough. I love it. This is it. I have a taste, a little taste. Me'ein olam haba. Talmud Torah is me'ein olam haba. Not much more than that. It's a me'ein olam haba. I love it so much. A little bit, come on. A little taste. A little piece of Gemara, big deal. I love it. Every word is a boring sugya. A boring sugya. And a little bit of chocolate, that's not boring. A little, are you ashamed of yourself? You would take that, you would lick. The paper, lick the paper? What's wrong with you? No one should ever see this. It's a bizarre nara. This is me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba. Achavas shol b'olam. This is what the Mitzvos Hashem is telling us. And this is how we start the day. And all the Shulim start the day with the Mitzvos Hashem. Don't just intellectually think, translate the words. Take it to your heart. Take it to your heart. And don't go ahead and judge the Shir, the Rebbe, and your environment by chitzonius. My mind is working. What about your heart? How are your midas? How are your midas? The first president of Yeshiva University was Rav Dov Revel. I never saw him, I never heard of him, I never before I came. But this person, I was told by many people, or slap a boy in the back and ask him, how do you feel? How do you know? How is your Yiras Shamayim today? Ask that question. That's the purpose of being here. My Yiras Shamayim. My davening is different. My kavanah davening is different. My Birchas Hamazon is different. My attitude, my good mind, good morning, good night, talking to people, being cheerful, thinking of people. This is different. That's why I came here. That's why I came here. For my Yiras Shamayim. Shamayim, not just to improve my skills. My skills. My Talmudic skills in Rashi. The Talmudic skills of Tosos. I've been shown him to improve my skills. Avadi has to improve your skills. I'm not knocking it down. I'm not making fun of it. But this should not be the ikar in life. This should be the ikar in life. Different person. I say, hey, Davin now. I see your smile. I see you never before smiled when you learned Tosos. You never before smiled. A piece of Gemara. A geschmack. What's the geschmack? He let me sell Sharm. He doesn't say anything profound. It's not profound. I love it. I love it. Just like a little chocolate, a little fudge, a little fudge. So hopefully, Mr. Hashem, Bezer Hashem, with your beautiful Rebbeim, with your Shashiva, with Avir Yisrael, Avir Yisrael Machim, Avir Yisrael Machim, you know that. Why is this Avir different than California, where Harvard Law School is? Why is this Avir different? So one possible terrace is, my Rumber says, as a Machoy Zen is broken, if the Mabul affected Eretz Yisrael, if you hold the Mabul never affected Eretz Yisrael, the whole world is not original Bria of the world. The United States of America is not original. It's a Mabul, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Not to see Shalayim, not in Eretz Yisrael. That means we have the original Bria. Ah, Geshmak. Avir Yisrael, it's the original Bracious Brother King. It's original. There's no Mabul. I can't say about Washington Heights. There's no mama. No mama. Gavaltik. Gavaltik. Shmechazik more. Mechazik. I came here for your Shemayim. My parents should see. I see you're different. I see it takes you a few more minutes. You bring us a Muslim. I see in the morning. You come early at the shore. Someone told me once, I didn't even start to cry. I came early to Davi. He said, you sing Kaddish for your father? My parents are alive. They had to die first in order to become early to show to say karbonis. No, I'm saying karbonis. Then I say karari, I have to wait for my parents to die. First die, and then I'll come to the show and die. Chas v'sham. You don't come to this yeshiva because of that. Feel this. Feel. This is the purpose. Therefore, we daven that refers to Krishna. At that time, Yom was of Lavecho, the same Bubain of as I Kosh Baruch, my lathe, not saying Sechlino, my lathe should be a different lathe. And this is the help of the Sil Sashon. The girl we walk is to hear from Mr. Sashon. We should feel this. Now, Mr. Hashem will be Masiach, and it will be Masiach, and you'll learn my love and Mr. Hashem. Thank you very much.
Go to the sharing room.